This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Today, we're talking about the tension between the need to keep up with the news of the war in Iraq and the need to stay away from it or get away from it. How about you? If you've struck a balance, give us a call. 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, the email address, TOTN at NPR.org. But first, our need to check up on the news. Joining us now from the White House is NPR's Don Gagne. And Don, good to be back with you.
Hi, Neil. Thanks.
President Bush traveled to the Port of Philadelphia today to address members of the Coast Guard. What was his message?
It was a chance to reinforce the message that that the war is going well, that progress is being made from the point of view of the administration. But the president also seemed to want to remind people that he is not distracted by the war. And what he was talking about in Philadelphia with a big Coast Guard cutter as the backdrop is that there are steps being taken to continue to make America safer from terrorist attack. And in one passage of what was a pretty short speech today, 15 minutes or so, he said that it is possible that in desperation, the Iraqi leadership could try to lash out at the United States and sponsor some sort of terrorist activity here, or other elements of the global terrorist network could see this as an opportune time to launch some sort of a strike against the United States. And his message was simply that if they think that we're distracted in the U.S., that they are wrong, that this is not the time for them to try to strike.
The Coast Guard is involved in Homeland Security. Obviously, you know, they used to be in the Transportation Department, which a lot of people didn't know a long time before that, in the Defense Department. But what did the president have to say about this transfer into this new department?
They are an important player, he said, and they are certainly a big chunk of the Homeland Security budget, the new Department of Homeland Security's budget. But what he also talked about today was the dual role being played by the Coast Guard. He said they are still needed to rescue fishermen and do those sorts of tasks that the Coast Guard has always been known for. But there are many Coast Guard cutters deployed in the Persian Gulf, and he talked about how they're detaining prisoners of war and they're bringing emergency relief supplies and how they're guarding Iraqi oil platforms. So they have clearly been part of the puzzle over there as well in terms of all the different pieces that the U.S. has brought to bear on the region.
A lot of the different parts of the Department of Homeland Security have been clamoring for more budgetary resources. The Coast Guard looks like it's going to be getting more than most.
It is going to get a pretty good chunk of that increase going to the Department of Homeland Security. But there are also still plenty of critics, Republicans and Democrats alike, who worry that not enough is being done to protect ports. The president was at the Port of Philadelphia today. That was where he spoke. And with so many containers coming in and so many goods coming in and going out of the country, there is still a real concern that enough resources are not being allocated for inspections and the kind of work that can indeed make ports safer.
Don Gagne, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne with us from the White House talking about President Bush's visit earlier this afternoon to the Port of Philadelphia and the Coast Guard station there.